Hello, everybody. This is Aaron Spears, and I'm from West Virginia. And I'm going to do a podcast on Miriani, Miriani. And that is a text-based mud game playable over the internet. A mud game is a game that uses a protocol sort of similar to ERK, sort of. And how it works is, you need a mud client. Some examples of those are MonkeyTerm, Gmud, Telnet, HyperTerminal, VipMud, VIPMud is one. That's, being written right now by GMA Games. It's not out yet. At least not at the time of this year recording. So, that's one of them. But anyway, you take this mud client and put in your host and your port and your session name or whatever. For Miriani, up front here, the host is toastsoft.net, toastsoft.net. And the port number is 1234. But, let's see, what was I going to say? Anyway, you put that into your mud client, and it'll connect to Miriani, and you create a character, and log in as that character, and then you can start playing Miriani, which is a spaceship game. At least, excuse me, by the way, but it's got all kinds of stuff you can do. Could sort of be thought of as being somewhat similar to Smugglers 3. If that's what it's called. I might have got the name a little bit wrong, but sort of similar to that. But you can do artifact hunting, which means you get your spaceship and you get outfitted and you go out of local space, so they say. So you get out of, when you go out of local, you're getting away from all the planets, all the home planets and stuff you can jump between and do the, that's where the economy is, basically. So when you leave there, you can, you know, travel in a certain direction using your navigational something vector interface. But you can use that and it'll take you in certain directions away from local space. And when you get out of local space, you start finding artifacts at random, just sitting there in the sector, and you move up to it with your ship and hop out and grab it and pop back in, and you get money for them. When you take them back to local space, you can turn them and get money. That's one thing you can do. You can also scan planets you run across when you're out there. Supposed to be able to do archaeology, which is digging for valuable artifacts. When you go out of local right now, you can do archaeology in local space. There's a couple planets, and one in sector 40 and one in 30 something, where you can hop out of your, land your ship there and get out, and you dig around and you find valuable materials and you turn it into the right place and you get credits for it. That's another thing you can do. Yet another thing is salvaging, where you take your spaceship, if you got the right one, and you fly around in various sectors looking for trash or debris, as they call it, with your scanner. And when you find some, you amble up to it with your ship and you send out your salvaging arm, and it'll reach out there and grab it and put it in your cargo bay room, whereupon you can take whatever you've collected and land and have it transferred to the planet. And you get credits for that, and a lot of points, for that matter. The points that I just mentioned, you use to, you gotta have certain amount of points to be able to, say, buy a droid, for example, or a combat drone, or something like that, to, be your companion. What else can you do? You can haul asteroids around. Everybody calls them roids on there for some reason. But anyway, you can get an asteroid hauler ship with your anchor on it, and you gotta go get an asteroid hauling kit and a space suit. You know, get all that stuff rigged up. Get your outfit. You gotta buy it from certain shops and on various planets across local space. And then you go out and you find you an asteroid and you land on it. And you tie down the ship using anchors that you drilled into the surface of the asteroid. And you hop in and anchor the ship to the asteroid with a anchor that's on the bottom of it, you know. And you take off, and it'll haul it back to whatever sector you specify, and you, it lands you on that planet, and you get some credits for hauling the asteroid. You also get points for that, too. You get points for just about everything you get credits for. And, another thing you can do is planetary mining, and that's, where you find a planet that's got this thing going, and you sign up for it, and they'll put you in a room, and give you, I believe it's a table with five mining drones on it. And what you do is you take that table and you go underground with it, and you know the table just floats along behind you and you walk. You know, it's pretty neat. But when you find a likely spot, you fetch a mining drone off of that there table and set it on the ground, and you command that drone to start digging and scanning for valuable items, and it'll do that, and you can leave that one sitting there and amble off and set another one down, and you can have all five sitting around doing stuff, and you checking back and forth between them, and they'll find stuff and they exhaust the area, and you got to pick them up and move them somewhere else. But you know, when you get them all filled up, you come back and you get a lot of credits and points for that too. So that's another thing you can do. And the funny thing about it is I just scarcely touched on what you can do. You can also do missions where you get assigned a mission in Sector 21 at a planet called High Guard Command. It might actually be a space station. I'm not sure. But anyway, you land there and you go into the right place and you have them assign you a mission and you pop back into your combat ship. And you can have big ships that you have to have like 10 players to run it. 8 of them to shoot at the other ships with, and one to fly it, and another one to engineering, which is, of course, responsible for taking care of damage done to the ship. You can launch that ship and fly through a jump gate that is assigned to your ship, and when you get on the other side, you've got other enemy to contend with, computer-controlled artificial intelligence stuff, where you got to, pilots got to employ their piloting skills, and they've got to fly around and try to make sure they don't get hit, and keep it close enough to the other enemies at the same time for his gunners to shoot at them. Or, you know, you can of course do solo things too with a one-person ship, but that's another thing. Everybody gets points for blowing up ships and things like that. So, and I'm just trying to. It's probably something else I missed on. Of course, there's events every once in a while. We just recently had one where we got together and we had to just basically everybody that was logged into the mud at that time with about 50 people, to tell you the truth. But they had us organize this little situation and a mission, and what we were supposed to do was we had a research ship that was going to be researching a trailer ship, a big one, to see what kind of technology it had. And it had guards with it, flanking it, you know, a whole bunch of other ships that were guarding it, I guess. Best way to put it for me. But so we had to contend with them guards and keep them off of the research ship. So that was one of the things that can tell you how advanced of a game Mirani happens to be. And, you know, you can communicate with other people and stuff like that. Now, I'll be demonstrating that after a bit, but let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, there's several sound packs available. They've been created by various people. And these sound packs, most of them, but not all of them, I suppose, there's probably one for Mush Client by now, but there's at least two of them that run in the Monkey Term Mud Client, which is the one I use and the one I'll be using whenever I demonstrate the game to any listeners here in a bit. But the sound pack takes text off the screen, certain text, and plays sounds in that text's place. It adds a bit of a spice to the game. So you get sounds when your ship starts moving or when you shoot at somebody, and the text for these specific movements and activities may not show up unless it's important, unless you got like numbers going on that you need to see, but or hear, for that matter. But anyway, the if you can do that, if you got like sounds going on, you can take text off the screen, and that eliminates some of the spam that you got to listen through. Spam is for a whole bunch of text to be appearing on the game so fast that you can't read what's showing up because it's going by too quick. So, you know, when a blind person's playing one of these MUDs with an accessible client, the text appears at the bottom of the screen, you know, as usual. But if they want to read it again, they're going to have to chase it up the screen, which is very hard to do if you got a lot of text coming in, because you're going to have text coming at the bottom and pushing the lines above it up so fast you can't chase it up there. By the time you do get, you know, you never make it because you get up to the top of the screen and too late, it made it up there before you, and you never got to read it. So, you know, that being able to cut down on spam allows for people to be able to hear important things better. And then you got sounds replacing it, so you're not really missing anything. But the sound packs are pretty neat. Of course, you know, we're going to get to listen to one of them here in a minute. But now, I figured I'd discuss my recording equipment. I got it pretty rigged up, pretty stupid, really, but about the only way I can figure it out. It's a Olympus DS30 is my iRecorder. That's just a flash drive based recorder with a, you know, the microphone. There's a couple of at least two reviews on the Olympus on the Blind Cool Tech website, and those are probably the Olympus DS50 they're talking about there, which is like 1 gigabyte in capacity. The only difference between the DS50 and the DS30 is DS30 only has 256 megabytes of RAM, or flash. Got RAM on the head, but anyway, 256 megabytes, and it doesn't support the external or the remote microphone capability that is supported in the DS50. For that matter, the DS40 doesn't support that either, but, you know, that's the only two differences, really. And the price, majorly the price. We're talking about $120 to $220 or so, maybe a little bit more than that even, but anyway, what I had to do here was my computer is a Sony Vaio VGNC250N, which, you know, that's not really all that important, but it's got Windows Vista Business on it, and I can't find the wave out mix, or what you hear, or the stereo mix, or even a mono mix for that matter. Can't find anything like that, which would enable the sounds being produced by the sound card to be recorded by the sound card, in addition to whatever I've got going into the microphone I got plugged into it. Well, can't do that, because I can't figure out how to turn it on in Vista. You know, I've been doing Google searches and everything like that, so if anybody's got some advice as far as that goes, I'd love to hear it. I'll be putting my email address and stuff at the end of this podcast, so yep, anybody got that to work on Vista, I'd like to hear how it was done, because, you know, right-click the, in the recording tab, right-clicked it, and, you know, used the application key for that matter, but, and, made sure show hidden devices, or show disabled devices was, enabled, and it's still not showing up. All I've got is microphones, so, not so good for me. So what I had to do was, see, while it doesn't support what you hear and all that, it did have the capability to play back what was being recorded in the microphone itself, which I like to call that loop back. So you switch to adjusting stuff for playback, and there's a microphone in there, and you unmute it and turn it up a bit, and what happens is you can hear what the microphone's picking up. So if you tap on the microphone, you can hear it through your headphones or whatever. Of course, you get problems if you unplug the headphones, because then it starts squeaking. But anyway, that's what I got going on. I got that microphone loopback turned on, and I've got the Olympus plugged into the headphone jack on this laptop. And while recording, the Olympus has a monitor mode, so when you're recording, if you've got headphones plugged into the Olympus, it also picks up and plays to you what it's recording simultaneously. So we got that going on, and that's the only way I was able to do it. The recorder is acting as my wave out mix device, pretty much. And, here in a minute I'm gonna plug it up and give that a try. Right now I just got it, the recorder sitting on the floor. But anyway, we'll go ahead and get that hooked up and then start demonstrating. Okay, I'm setting up my laptop now, so let's get to the exciting part.
Title is JAWS.
This here's JAWS for Windows.
JAWS version 9.0.
And I'll slow down the speech when I get Monkey Term open. But not right now, because I just have to slow it down again.
Desktop folder view is view. Not selected shortcut to Midnight Express 2, 8 of 19.
Okay, I need to get on the internet. And this here is a dial-up connection, which says something for MUD protocol, that is, for MUD games that can be played, whatever, however it goes, over the internet by dial-up internet users, just about as well as other people. You know, there are lag problems some people have, including me, but hopefully it'll work pretty good today, so.
Listbox JAWS, one title is JAWS. Listbox Desktop 202, not selected.
I need to get to the system.
System tray window security alerts button. 514p. System safely remove hardware. Intel R graphics media X button. Window sidebar button. Touchpad button. Open office or 2. Selected wireless function 2.4. System tray fully not connected. Wireless networks are available. Button. Windows Explorer. New computers and devices. Connect to a network link. Connect to a network. Listbox. Not selected. Dial up on VPN. Dial up on people PC. Dial up connection.
Go button. Now we're dialing. Okay, it's about done.
Solve computer problems. Click the See Solutions Windows icon for your computer. Close button. Network and sharing center. Connect to
okay.
No Windows active. List view not selected. Shortcut to Midnight Express 2.
All right. Now we're on the internet. Let's go.
Menu. Start search edit.
Start menu. I'm going to... I could type into the search field Monk, M-O-N-K, to get the client to come up. But just in case somebody's interested, I'm going to go through the programs menu and let us look at the menu. So.
All programs submenu.
I just hit up arrow once.
Monkey
right.
Term closed, 60 of 94. Start search edit. Back sub menu. Start search edit. JFW, keyboard, crypt, land setting, utility closed, 50 of 94.
M to get to monkey term.
Maintenance closed, 53 of 94. Microsoft SQL Server 2005 closed, 50. Microsoft Works closed, Midnight Express 2, Minefield closed, 50. Miranda IM closed. Miranda JAWS scripts, monkey term closed, 60 of 94.
Go.
Level 1, monkey term, open, free items.
Okay, now we got it open. Let's see what's in here.
Help 2, 1 of 3.
Help, which is not compatible with Windows Vista. I guess it uses the... I'm not exactly sure what it does use, the HLP or whatever it is that doesn't work with Windows Vista. Not supported. You open it up and it'll tell you that much. So, on top of that, the help system in Monkey Term is very lousy. So, if anybody's new to Monkey Term and they're wanting to learn a little bit more about it, what they got to do is find somebody who does know more about it and get them to help them out. And, you know, I could do that. So if you want to, if you're interested in Monkey Term, you could try to get a hold of me about it using my email address or whatever that I'll provide at the end of this recording. So anyway, that was help.
Monkey Term 2 or 3.
There's a plain old Monkey Term. It'll load the program.
Uninstall 2, 3 of 3.
And that'll uninstall it. So.
Monkey Term 2, 2 of 3.
Let's hit enter on this.
Leaving menu. Start JavaScript for Monkey Term. Loaded. Present rate for help. Monkey Term.
Okay, that Monkey sound is good. Means it opened up properly. Okay.
List view. Not selected. Files alter. See backslash program. Files backslash.
That's. This is enough.
Title is Monkey Term.
Recent sessions menu. At this point, I'm going to slow down JAWS.
Welcome to Rondix. Quick start guide for using Rondix JAWS scripts and JAWS Monkey Term. Keyboard command. File colon.
Oops. Wrong one.
JAWS. Menu options.
I just hit insert plus J.
Global adjustment. Leave menus. Global voice settings dialog. Application on cable radio button check 202. Rate 112 left right slider 65%. 64, 63, 65.
I'd say about 30%. 14,
15, 6, 36, 37, 30, 34, 35%. JAWS. JAWS version 9.0.5. Arontix JAWS scripts for monkey term loaded. Press insert H for help. Monkey term. List view. Not selected. Matthias alter. See backslash program files back.
Okay, this. This alter thingy is for a different mod that I'll probably do a podcast about later, but. Next one down should be Mirjani.
List view, not selected. Mirjani C backslash program files backslash monkey term backslash Mirjani backslash.
I just hit enter on this.
Mirjani dialogue edit. Welcome to the Mirjani scripts version 6 by Liam Mervin, Chris Nestrud, and others. To connect, press F4 and then press enter.
I'm using the one provided by Liam Mervin on his website, and I don't know the direct link to the page about the MUDs, but I believe there's a link to get to it from his homepage. And I don't even know what the address to his homepage is. So, it's available on toastsoft.net. If you go to Connect, they got a list of MUDs, and one of their links takes you to Liam's site. So,
land.
Anyway.
Connection dialog.
We hit F4 to get ready to connect.
Session name, edit 67.43.244.40.
I got their IP address put in there instead of the host name. That way it connects a little bit quicker.
Edit 1234. Session name, edit, Mirjani.
So, let's hit enter.
Mirjani dialogue, edit, welcome to,
There's some fancy stuff. I'm gonna read what we got showing up here.
Root JAWS to land, messages to S, a menu, leo, the back, log, UC of here, so each one, the K, dot, and in, 5421, password,
what I did, I just switched to the JAWS cursor.
Username, you are agreeing to username, password. 1, connect to Cecil Mahatsukai. 2, delete a character. 2, delete a character.
So, that's my character's name, Cecil.
1, connect, Mahatsukai.
Mahatsukai or whatever.
Root JAWS land messes a menu leave the packet.
And we log in and we get to look at the room.
Cave and control room lying on the floor. The control room of a starship is much more spacious than one might previously have supposed, though it is not massive by any means. The wall at the front of the room is dominated by the star map viewer. Rows of consoles line the rest of the walls, each containing an array of touchscreens, switches, and buttons that are used to control the starship's various systems with some degree of redundancy. The usual humming of the ship's components has been silenced by the lack of power, creating an eerie silence. There appears to be no power in this room. The overhead lights glow faintly, hardly enough to do anything but avoid large obstacles. Looking through the window, you see the ship is an asteroid surface. You see a wormhole tracer, a black leather captain's chair, a black leather co-captain's chair, an interdictor launcher, a blockade launcher, a proximity weapon launcher, set the droid, a glowing medical drone, a shiny speedball machine, a shiny black air hockey table, a black leather sofa, a silver trash bin, a black leather recliner, a blue starship simulator, Tristan the droid, a striped purple tiger named Bubbles, and a giant gelatinous frog named Rathier. Lior Anderson lying on the ground is here, sleeping. You can go northwest and east.
So that was a, you know, that was a lot of information. So basically, we're in the control room of a ship called Haven. The ship belongs to Lior Anderson, who is laying on the floor, asleep right now. That means she's not logged in, basically. Speaking of laying on the floor,
you pull your Anderson to her feet. I don't understand that. Try this instead. Place Lior on recliner. I don't understand that.
I can't type. I know it.
You gently lift Lior Anderson and place her on the black leather recliner.
There we go. Anyway, we're in the control room of this ship, Haven, H-A-V-E-N. The control room is where you fly these ships from. And it gave us a description of the room, some of the basics of the controls. I mean, it didn't tell us what the controls are. I mean, it obviously just told us that there's a lot of stuff. And said we're at the surface of an asteroid. We just landed on that asteroid sitting here, doing nothing. And the lights are dimmed out, indicating that the power of the ship is not turned on. And then they told us a bunch of contents in this room, including Lior Anderson, a couple of droids, a tiger, which is a pet, and stuff like that. So, speaking of Lior, I'll have to be sure and ask her if it's alright to put her in this podcast before I make it available. So yeah, I'll be sure and get her permission before I do that. So anyway, now let's get down to business. Where how you play this is you type commands like look,
Haven control room,
and you hit enter, and it tells you what you're looking, you know, it tells you about the room you're in. Or we can look at chair.
A black leather captain's chair. You see nothing special.
Or we can look at backpack.
A deluxe black and black backpack. You see nothing special. You see a silver trash bin, a cuddly white teddy bear, a stun trap, a silver telescope, an internal stun turret, a Lordic speech synthesis expansion card, and a blue universal drone remote inside.
That's stuff that's in backpack that I'm wearing, so. Anyway. That's an example of a command we can type. We can also, I demonstrated kind of a minute ago, I pulled Leora to her feet with the pull command, P-U-L-L, and then I placed her in a black leather recliner with some degree of difficulty due to my terrible typing. But anyway, that's some of the stuff you can do. And you can walk around. Let's see. Let's type look.
Haven control route Jaws to keep.
Switch the Jaws cursor back on now. We hit up arrow.
Land. You can go northwest and east.
So we can go northwest and we can go east. Let's try going east. We can just type E and then hit enter.
You should stand up first.
Oops. Better stand up. Just type stand, enter.
You stand up.
Now E.
You go east. Haven weapons room. You see an internal stun turret here. You can go northeast and west. And land. You go west. Haven control room. You see a wormhole tracer. A black leather captain's chair. A black leather. Up land.
I just went back west again. Now
you go northwest. Haven storage room. You see an internal.
Now north.
You go north. Haven engineering room. You see an internal stun turret. A large mahogany office desk.
It's a damage.
Selected.
Demonstrate. Jeez, that was close to a bad word, but anyway, demonstrate
land.
The damage command.
The ship must be powered before you can do that.
Okay, so let's go south.
You go south. Haven storage.
Southeast. I'm gonna be back in the
you
control
go southeast,
room.
Haven control room. You see a wormhole tracer,
power,
a black leather captain.
And hit enter. Okay, that was the sound of a ship powering up, and no text appeared. That was one of the things that saves you some text to have to manipulate.
You go northwest,
northwest
Haven
north.
You go north, Haven engineering room. You see a.
We're back in the engineering room. Let's try damage enter.
Starship damage, hull 4%, armor 100%. Wormhole drive 6%, turret 4, 8%. Selected, repair. I am beginning the repair of turret 4.
To
estimated
that,
time to completion, 22 seconds.
I typed repair turret 4 and hit enter. So now we're going to get some repair sound here in a minute. And, I'm going to mess around with the ship a little bit and then we'll launch and demonstrate some flying abilities. And, the situation right now is we are.
I have completed the repair of turret 4.
We are out of local space. So, I mentioned that at the beginning of the podcast, artifact hunting, and that's exactly what we're doing. But right now, there wasn't anybody logged in until I logged in who can fly the ship who's in it right now. So, we landed on an asteroid and powered down the ship. That way we don't run down our ship's battery power, charge, whatever you want to call it. And so, we don't run into any hazards by leaving the ship flying in space unattended. Plus, it's impossible for someone to steal the ship from you should you be landed. If you are flying, they can bomb your hatch and get in and take it from you. So, anyway, let's repair our wormhole drive.
I am beginning the repair of wormhole drive. Estimated time to completion, 33 seconds.
Apparently, when we were last flying this ship, before we landed...
You hear an electrical zapping sound as repairs to the ship continue.
Before we landed, there were a number...
You hear a buzzing sound from the hull as repairs continue.
It would appear I've got the wrong sound pack open, so we'll fix that little problem.
Name not selected 3. XML. Space, list view selected files, 4 of 20. List view not selected sounds, 1. You hear a buzzing sound from the PC, not selected sounds, 1 of 6. Selected Artwolf, selected sounds for web, selected backup Miri, selected Michael's Miriani, selected backup Miriani, selected Miriani, XM. List view selected Miriani, 9 of 24, selected old Miriani, you hear a buzzing sound from the hull as repairs continue, I have completed the repair, selected old Miriani, for folder view, list view, not selected sounds, 1 of 8, selected Miriani, XML 6 of 8, monkey turn,
section
2, edit Miriani dialog, welcome to redirect HTTP.
So basically what happened is I had the wrong file open, so I had to open it up the right file. Using the open menu, and I didn't consider that important to this podcast. What I want to do is demonstrate how cool the game is. And if you need help connecting or whatever, send me an email, and I'll see if I can't do something about it. So, Anyway.
Land. Root
now that we got
land. Dollar MCP version 2.12.
Connected to the right file where we're going to hear all
selected
the sounds
prepare.
That are available. We should hear text instead of getting...
I am beginning the repair of the hull. Estimated time to completion, 1 minute and 29 seconds.
We should hear
seconds.
Some sounds instead of getting text about electrical zapping sounds and stuff. So where was I? I really don't remember what I was saying. Seems like I was talking about... We landed the ship so we wouldn't get damaged. And now we're sitting on the surface of this asteroid and we're repairing the ship. In a minute, we're going to launch. We're going to demonstrate flying up through different sectors using the NAVI command, N-A-V-I. I mentioned that earlier. And hopefully, sometime during this podcast, we'll run across a sector that happens to have an artifact in it. At which point, I can demonstrate getting out of the ship, grabbing that artifact, and getting back in, and all the sounds that go with it. And when I get done, you know, at a certain point, when I think I've done enough about that, I'm going to land on another asteroid and enter my simulator that is installed on this ship in the control room. You saw it a little bit ago when I did the look command, Blue Starship Simulator. And in there, I'm going to set up a bit of chaos where there's going to be an enemy ship, and I'm going to be at another ship. And the enemy ship, of course, is artificial intelligence controlled, and what we're going to do is fight that ship so we can give you a demonstration of
I have completed the repair of the hull.
Some of the sounds available doing that. So
pause. Desktop. Money term. Nirjani.
Okay, I see a prop.
Menu. Start search edit.
I gotta fix something.
Money leaving menus. Erotic JavaScript for money term. Not selected. Puppy C backslash.
Wrong file.
Menu. Start search.
Computer.
Leaving menus. Win. Folder view list. Local disk C105. Folder view list view. Folder mic. Folder. Nirjani 119 to edit. Nirjani. Old Nirjani 1. Old Nirjani 110 2008 7 edit. Old Nirjani. Folder news dialog. Old Nirjani date try again button. Folder news try again button. List box money term. Nirjani. Erotic JavaScript land. Money term. Full try again button. Folder view list view. Nirjani 110. Nirjani 110 2008 7 21 P. Money term, leaving menus, erotic JavaScript for money.
Oh, sorry about this. I
okay. Cancel.
Screwed some stuff up.
Cancel button. Open button.
Now I'm having to pay file for it by fixing it again.
Name header bar, list view, zero items. Space, selected, selected Ultrion, selected Nirjani. List view, not selected sounds, one of eight, selected Nirjani, except money term, FRM second. Welcome to, and it will not work
okay.
If you. Starship damage, armor 100%.
Alright, you can't repair the armor, so we're not gonna worry about that.
You stand
go
up.
South.
You go south. You can't go
southeast.
You go southeast.
Sit down on
you sit down
sofa.
On the black leather sofa.
Now, it's, the ship's already powered up. Let's test in. We can type beacon near. BEACON. Near.
The nearest navigational beacon is located in sector 5 and is 1,000. The nearest navigational beacon is located in sector 5 and is 1,938.0 light years away.
So that's how far away from local space we are. 1,938.0 light years. So, let's launch off of this asteroid.
You begin the launch sequence.
You just type launch and hit enter. Okay. We launched now. We can type scan to see what's in the sector. Scan, enter.
One asteroid, asteroid. Enter your selection. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
And it had a number one in front of it. I can hit one now and hit enter.
Asteroid. Coordinates 6, 6, 3. Distance 1.
It said asteroid and is showing other information, but the screen reader interrupted and read me the coordinates, which is handy for spammy cases where you need to get the coordinates of a ship that's moving around and stuff. Because it might could be difficult with the ship creating a lot of spammy text on the screen. It could be hard to find the coordinates and then listen to them. So, in this case, when you type scan and you specify that ship, it automatically just tells you the coordinates. If you want to read other information about it, you do have to use the arrow keys for that, which is what I'm going to do now to demonstrate.
Root Jaws to
switch to Jaws cursor.
Land. Distance 1. Coordinates 6, 6, 3.
Just hitting up arrow over and over again.
Minerals, magnesium, gold, arsenium, carbon, iron, tungsten, aluminum, germanium, titanium, cobalt, lithium, and platinum. Size, medium.
Okay. That was the information about this asteroid, but I don't...
PC cursor.
I just want to demonstrate scanning. So now we're going to type Navi, and we get a list of different directions we can travel in.
Choose a direction. 1 north, 2 northeast, 3 east, 4 southeast, 5 south, 6 southwest, 7 west, 8 northwest, 9 down, 10 up. Enter your selection. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
And I've got 10 typed in, and I hit enter, and it'll make us start traveling upward. And the neat thing about Navi is it will use the fastest technology available, and when you reach the end of a sector, it will automatically make you move to the next sector in that direction and continue, which is absolutely necessary if you're traveling several thousand light years away from local space. So, enter.
You hear a deep hum as the starship begins an intersector subwarp.
So we're traveling up. That's the subwarps making that noise. Now we reach the other end of this sector.
You hear a sharp whine as the starship begins an intersector slip. You feel a mighty shaking as something seemingly large impacts the hull.
Okay, that there, we just ran into some debris. Gonna
you stand up
and go
you go haven storage room. You see an internal stun turret
that we got while that happened.
Starship damage. Hull 3% armor. 100% turret 2. 13%. 3. I am beginning the repair of turret 2. Estimated time to completion, 36 seconds. You go to cave and storage room. You see an you sit down on the black leather sofa.
So, there was a repair sound that we weren't getting to hear. So, let's see. Crystal.
Your communicator reports that the target RT.
Nope, he's not on. Okay.
Land.
Oh, well. But you can communicate with other players if you have comm link.
Haven R, you go north. Starship damage. Hull 3% armor. 100% turret 2. 1%. I am beginning the repair of the hull. Estimated time to. You. Haven storage room. You sit down on the black leather sofa.
So this ship is just taking us upwards, traveling through sectors. And we're just waiting for it to find something special. That's more repair sounds. While we're doing this, I'll demonstrate a game of skee-ball. Here's the machine.
You gently pat a shiny skee-ball machine.
So, by the way, to do that, I just typed pat skee-ball.
You grin at a shiny skee-ball machine. You wave at a shiny skee-ball machine.
You can do all kinds of stuff.
P. You kick a shiny skee-ball machine. You punch a shiny skee-ball machine.
Okay, anyway. Let's start this skee-ball machine. That was a repair sound, by the way.
You begin a game of skee-ball.
Okay, we started a game of skee-ball. That's the ship traveling. We just went into a new sector. Now I'm gonna toss the skee-ball up the alley.
You wind up and send the ball down the lane. Good luck, 20 points.
20 points.
A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 20. Balls left, 7. You wind up and send the ball down
the
lane. Good luck, you missed altogether.
Aww.
A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 20. Balls left, 6. You wind up and send the ball down the lane. Good luck, 20 points. A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 40. Balls left, 5. You wind up and send the ball. You punch a shiny skee-ball machine.
Okay, anyway. Let's start this skee-ball machine. That was a repair sound, by the way.
You begin a game of skee-ball.
Okay, we started a game of skee-ball. That's the ship traveling. We just went into a new sector. Now I'm gonna toss the skee-ball up the alley.
You wind up and send the ball down the lane. Good luck, 20 points.
20 points.
A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 20. Balls left, 7. You wind up and send the ball down
the
lane. Good luck, you missed altogether.
Aww.
A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 20. Balls left, 6. You wind up and send the ball down the lane. Good luck, 20 points. A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 40. Balls left, 5. You wind up and send the ball down the lane. Good luck, good one. 40 points. A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 80. Balls left, 4. You wind up and send the ball down the lane. Good luck, you nail a nice 30-point shot. A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 110. Balls left, 3. You wind up and send the ball down the lane. Good luck, good one. 40 points. A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 150. Balls left, 2. You wind up and send the ball down the lane. Good luck, good one. 40 points. A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 190. Balls left, 1. You wind up and send the ball down the lane. Good luck, 20 points. A shiny skee-ball machine announces points, 210. Balls left, 0. Game over. Your final score is 210. A shiny speedball machine. This machine has a lane for balls bordered by two pieces of glass. A rack is to the right to hold balls before they are sent down the lane. A token slot is located in front of the rack, and a ticket dispenser is built into the left side of the machine. A rectangular LCD display informs you that the current record is Leora Anderson with 230 points.
Aw, man. Figured I'd beaten the highest score by now, but I guess not.
You hear a deep hum as the starship begins an intersector subwarp.
I love this sound. I also like the slip sound, which is about to play.
You hear a sharp whine as the starship begins an intersector slip.
Well, we haven't encountered any artifacts yet. Let me think of something else to demonstrate while we're waiting. I know what I'll do. Let's...
Selected. Stop. Blank.
Yeah, I'll do that. As soon as we find the next sector, make sure we don't find any artifacts. Okay, what I'm gonna do is shoot myself in the head so we can demonstrate stun time.
You deftly draw a stun turret from a black stun pistol holster. You point a stun turret at your head and fire. You suddenly seem unable to move. 70 seconds stun time.
So what I did is I typed draw, and it drew one of my stun turrets out of the holster. And I typed shoot Cecil, which is my name. And it made me point the gun at my own head and pull the trigger. And now I've got stun time, which means I can't do anything. If I type grin,
wait 50 seconds.
Just said wait however many seconds.
Wait 47 seconds. Wait 46 seconds. Wait 44 seconds.
Okay, we get the point. See how much time we got left.
Wait 34 seconds.
34 seconds. 30 by now, but whatever.
Wait 22 seconds.
Let's see, what else can we demonstrate while we wait? Think I might bring a drone back here and demonstrate what it can do.
I don't understand that.
Okay, our stun time is over.
You stand up. The black land. You go north. Haven engineering room. You see an internal stun turret. A large
splat. Grab my medical drone. I think it's right
Haven
here.
Docking route job. You can go east.
Drone for that matter.
You see an internal stun turret and two of a black security drone here. Ship is in space. Haven airlock. You see an internal stun turret. A blue dragon drone named Pan. Two of a black security drone and a blue medical drone. You must be holding that. You don't see a remote in a pair of blue jeans. You remove a blue universal drone remote from a deluxe black and black backpack. One, a black security drone guarding Haven airlock. Two, a black security drone guarding Haven docking bay. Three, a black security drone guarding Haven docking bay. Four, a black security drone guarding Haven airlock. Five, a blue medical drone. Entry. Menu for a blue medical drone. Charge 100. One, add target to friends list. Two, remove target from friends list. Three, follow. Four, diagnose. Enter your. You instruct your drone to Haven. A blue medic. You go south. You sit down on the black left. One, debris. Enter your invalid selection.
Excuse me. Anyway. I just picked up a drone and had it follow me back to the control room so I can keep an eye out on what we encounter as we travel while I demonstrate the drone. So now I've got a remote here to control five of my drones with. And if I type
selected
use remote,
selected ice.
Use remote, by the way.
One, a black security drone guarding Haven airlock. Two, a black security drone guarding Haven docking bay. Three, a black security drone guarding Haven docking bay. Four, a black security drone guarding Haven airlock. Five, a blue medical drone following. Enter your selection. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command. You hear a deep hum as the starship begins an intersector subwarp.
So it gives us a menu.
You hear a sharp whine as the starship begins an intersector slip.
Give us a menu of the different things. Different drones we can control in this case. So there's individual drone remotes fed into this particular remote I'm using right now, but if you manually using an individual drone remote, it wouldn't give you this menu. It would just start give you the options you can do to a drone. But the only drone I have here that I can control is number 5. He's the
root jaws blank you hear a type of line enter your 5 of 4 of 5 of blue medical drone following.
5 of blue medical drone who is following me. If I hit 5 and enter.
Menu for a blue medical drone. Charge 100. 1 add target to friends list. 2 remove target from friends list. 3 stop following. 4 diagnose. 5 deal your Anderson. Enter your selection. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
So it gives us a menu that we, of things we can do with this drone. We can add a friend to the drone so that this particular drone would heal that person should they get hurt automatically. So if somebody shoots that person to give them stun time, this drone will try to help them out by shooting a counter stun turret at them. And
root jaws blank and for 2 1 add to remove target from friends list.
Option 2 is remove target from friends list, which means that I no longer do that healing.
3 stop following.
3 is stop following me. It's following me right now. If I hit 3, it'll stop.
4 diagnose.
4 diagnose. And I'll demonstrate this. I hit 4 and I enter.
1 Leora Anderson. Enter your selection. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
I typed in 1 for Leora Anderson. Now hit enter.
Your drone reports that Leora Anderson has 0 seconds stun time.
If she did have any stun time, of course, it would indicate that, and I could have it manually have it heal her. I can type in use remote.
1 of black security.
5.
Menu for a blue medical drone. Charge 100. 1 add target to friends list. 2 remove target from friends list. 3 stop following. 4 diagnose. 5 heal your Anderson. Enter your selection. Type a line of input or abort to abort
okay,
the command.
I've got 5 typed in. I'm going to have it heal her so you can hear the sound. So that was
root jaws blast.
Just healed Rior even though she wasn't hurt at all, but you know, she got to hear the sound of it doing that.
1 of black, 2 of menu for a blue medical. A blue. Wait 1 sec. 1 of black secure. Menu for a blue medical drone. Charge 98. 1 a blue.
So it takes down charge every time you have it fire a shot. And I could have it shoot her. But, you know, I'm a good guy. I won't do that. Actually, these particular drones can't shoot other players to give them stun time. They're medical drones, but the 4 black security drones that are in this remote can shoot people and give them stun time. So. Yeah. And there are droids that are similar to drones, except for you can say things like...
You say Kenneth Heliora.
And if I had a drone here of my own named Kenneth, it'd do that following my commands. So that's one neat thing about droids. Let's see, what else can we discuss? I think I'll put the recorder on pause until I find an artifact. Make sure we don't find one right now.
You hear a deep hum as the starship begins an intersector subwarp.
If we type Beaconeer, we're a bit farther out than we were.
The nearest navigational beacon is located in Sector 5 and is 1,948.5 light years away. You hear a sharp whine as the starship begins an intersector slip.
I love that sound. Well, let's see.
One debris, enter your select. Invalid selection.
Stop the ship. We type stop.
You press a button to cancel the current autopilot program. Movement aborted.
And hit enter. Now it's just stopped. Okay, now what we can do is type move.
Debris. 1 debris 11. 6. 6. Enter your destination. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
Things we can move to. Then there's only one option in this sector. Debris. And it's at 11. 6. 6. Now we just type in 1 and hit enter.
A destination appears on the ship's navigation controls. Debris.
And it starts moving in that general direction towards the debris. And when it reaches it, it'll stop. And I'm going to be able to demonstrate salvaging to you. Okay, we're at the debris right now. And I'll just verify that. I'm going to
scan. 1 debris, enter your selection. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
And it told us 1 was debris. I typed in the 1 and enter.
Debris, coordinates 11, 6, 6, distance 1, size, root jaws.
So it's distance 1.
Length, size, medium.
Size is medium.
Distance 1, coordinates 11, 6, 6.
11, 6, 6. Now, I can type SAL, which is short for salvage. Enter.
You instruct the computer to begin scanning for debris. Its way to a piece of debris projects an energy net around it and begins to slowly make its way back to the ship. Storage room, you watch as a salvaging line deposits a mass of frozen carbon monoxide mixed with rock onto the ground nearby. Scans reveal the debris to be a mass of frozen carbon monoxide mixed with rock.
Basically, the reason why we heard a bit about storage room, you watch, there's a stun turret in that room. And the camera for it is enabled for this room.
Choose a direction.
Control room. There's you can picture it. We got a screen set up so we can watch what's going on at that sun turret. And what we can do is should we salvage a life form, we can give that life form stun time until we can control the situation using that sun turret. And I'll go north so we can have a look at it here in just a second when we stop moving through the sector. Okay.
You should stand up first.
Stand up.
You stand up. You go northwest. Haven storage room. You see an internal stun turret, a mass of magnesium silicates, a cloud of interstellar dust, and a mass of frozen carbon monoxide mixed with rock here. You can go north and southeast. A blue medical drone follows you into the area.
So we got this, we're in this storage room, and you just saw that frozen monoxide, and that is what we just salvaged from outer space, and it's now in this room. And at the top of the list of things in this room, there was an internal stun turret, and that is what allows us to see that. And I would demonstrate it by shooting it, but there's nobody to shoot.
You go southeast, Haven control room. You see a wormhole. You sit down on the black leather sofa.
And that demonstrated salvaging. Let's see. We can type LRSCAN, which is short for long range scan.
ACSRL, land. Objects direction light years coordinates. One planet southwest end of 8.514693182 -600 3199 22 -4277.
So that gives us some information on particular items that are sort of near us within like 25 light years. And of course, the beacon near
the Earth. Deep on was the starship. The nearest navigational beacon is located in Sector 5 and is 1,951.0 light years away.
Tells us how far away from the last known beacon that was.
You hear a sharp line as the starship begins an intersector slip.
That was provided when we entered the space. So, 1,952 light years or so by now. Well, let's see.
Land.
I'm gonna adjust.
Land. One asteroid. Two debris. Enter your select. Invalid selection.
Let's move to this asteroid.
The starship
asteroid.
Is all selected. You press a button to cancel the current autopilot program. Movement aborted. One
asteroid.
A destination appears on the ship's map.
Because I knew the asteroid would be at the top of the list. So we're moving towards that, and what we're going to do is just land on that asteroid, and we're going to do some simulated fighting, because this podcast is stretching out in time, and still haven't found any artifacts, so, I don't know. I guess maybe we won't be able to get to record that, to where we can pause the recording and, hope to find one later, but anyway.
Would you like to land on this asteroid? Enter yeses or no.
Yes, I would. So I typed yes.
You begin the landing sequence.
Now we're landing. We're approaching the asteroid and we're going to touch the surface of it very shortly.
The mild vibration of acceleration eases off as the ship sets down on the asteroid's surface.
And now we'll power it off. Now it's dark in here.
Haven control, Ruth Jotley, you can go north, Leora Anderson, light the droid, attack air hockey table, a black blockade launcher, a proximity weapon launch.
So now we've got this simulator.
Select, land. You printed a blue starship simulator, you gently pat a blue starship simulator. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I can't type.
A blue starship simulator, you see nothing special.
So now we're just going to type use sim, U-S-E space S-I-M, enter.
Starship simulator, 1 create starship, 2 add combat drone, 3 configure sector, 4 reset, type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
So that gave us a menu of options. Of different things we can do with the simulator. We can
Root jaws, land type 4 reset.
We can reset. If we hit 4 and enter, it'll make us reset the simulator.
3 configure sector.
3 will configure sector where we can add an anomaly or whatever, different things into the sector that we have to contend with when we're in the simulator.
2 add combat drone.
2 is add combat drone, which That's the enemy that you fight when you're in the simulator. So you can add, 20 of them and have to fight them all at once if you want to. You can just add one, which is what we'll do here in a minute.
1 create starship.
And we can create a starship by typing 1 at this point, which is what we're going to do right now.
Please choose a hull design. 1-to-1-person cargo hauler. 2-to-2-person asteroid hauler. 3-to-2-person vanguard. 4-to-3-person cruiser. 5-to-5-person frigate. 6-to-3-person freighter. 7-to-6-person destroyer. 8-to-3-person voyager. 9-to-7-person expeditioner. 10-to-8-person gunship. 11-to-10-person battlecruiser. 12-to-1-person fighter. 13-to-4-person carrier. Enter your selection. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
So that gave us a really long list of...
Root job land. Type enter 13-to-4-person...
13 different ship hull designs we can use, and we want the one-person fighter.
12-to-1-person fighter.
Which is option 12. So you type in 12 and hit enter.
Please choose a name. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
And you get to specify a name, and I've typed in Ryan, R-I-Y-A-N. I hit enter.
Please choose a team. 1 simulated alliance red, 2 simulated alliance blue, 3 simulated alliance green, 4 simulated alliance pink. Enter your selection. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
Of different simulated alliances, which you, allows you to choose what you want to, what team you want to be on. If you got like a bunch of people using this simulator at one time, you can have people get on different teams, and that way you can have a bit of organization onto, you know, like all the red team is fighting against the green team or whatever, and one of them is going to win, you know, and then you say, well, the red team won or whatever.
Do you wish to configure the ship's upgrades? Enter yeses or no.
So I typed in 1 for red and hit enter, and it asked me if I wanted to configure the ship's upgrade, which I do, so I typed in 1, now I'm going to hit enter.
Please choose an upgrade to add or remove. 1 increased hull plating, 2 improved repair drones and repair rate, 3 cannon velocity increase, 4 cannon reload, 5 laser focus upgrade, 6 add relativity drive, 7 add subwarp drive, 8 add laser reflectors, 9 add slip drive, 10 add combat drones, 11 add computer disruption pulse, 12 add disarmament pulse, 13 add sensor interruption pulse, 14 add immobilization pulse, 15 done. Enter your selection. Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
This is a long series of different stuff we can add to this ship in order to upgrade it. And I'm going to upgrade it completely so I can demonstrate everything.
Please choose an upgrade to add or remove. 1 improved repair. Please choose an upgrade to add or remove. 1 cannon velocity. Please choose an upgrade to add or remove. 1 cannon reload. Please choose an upgrade to add or remove. 1 laser focus. Please choose an upgrade to add or remove. 1 add relic. Please choose an 4 add slip drop. 1 remove relic. 1 remove. Please choose. Please choose. Please choose a 7 add disarm. 3 remove laser. 1 remove. Root jaws. Type enter your cell. Type a line. Enter 10 to 9 or 8 removes. 9 remove 10 done. You have entered a starship simulator. To exit, please type N. Re in control room. You can go down and out.
So we entered our starship simulator. And we can type scan and see some...
There is nothing here to scan.
...things in the sector, which there's nothing. We can go down.
You go down. Re in storage crawl space.
And
you see here. You can go up.
Storage room.
You go up. Re in control room. You can go down and out.
We go out.
Re in airlock. You can go
in the airlock. We can't go outside since we're in the simulator.
Re in control room. You can go down
Here's
and out.
The control room. Now I'm going to type N to back out of here.
Haven control room. You can
Ships.
Go north.
The ship still exists. It's just loaded up in the simulator with nobody in it, not doing anything right now. So we're going to use Sim.
Starship simulator. 1, create starship. 2, add combat drone. 3, configure sector. 4, reset. 5, join the one-person fighter. Re- 1, 2,
we're going to use option 2, land. 2 to create a combat drone.
How many drones do you wish to add? Type a line of input or abort to abort the command.
So at this point, I could type 30 or, you know, whatever. But I want to add 1, so I typed in 1 and hit enter.
Drones added.
One drone added. Okay, now we type use sim again to get to the menu.
Starship simulator. 1, create starship.
And now,
two, add, land.
Option 5.
Root jaws, land. Type 5, 4, 5, join the one-person fighter,
Rian.
Join
the one-person fighter, Rian, which is what we want to do, so I type 5 and hit enter.
You have entered the starship simulator.
Now
to exit, please type
ship.
N. Rian control room. Current coordinates. 4, 11, 5. A destination appears on the ship's navigation.
I have to make the ship move so that ship, that combat drone I won't create, just created, won't catch up with me and start shooting. So I'm moving so it can't start shooting at me if I'm moving, so...
The computer reports combat drone 60,377 is 1 unit away from his ship.
So that's
you hear a gentle hum of the weapons power up. Combat drone 60,377 has a lock on his starship.
So that's that ship. And we're just ambling by so it can't shoot us. Because by the time it did get locked and got ready to fire at us, we wouldn't be in the same place. So. And what I'm going to do is when it stops, I'm going to type command.
Autopilot disengage.
Manual mode. Now I'm making the ship drive in circles by using the numpad, believe it or not. And how it works is you have compass directions. And the way you put it is the 8 on the numpad is north. The 9 on that numpad.
The computer reports combat drone 60,003. Current coordinates 3, 3.
Is northeast. While 6 is east. 3 is southeast, which is what I just now pressed, by the way. So I'm going southeast. 2 is south. And 1 is southwest. 4 is
that
west.
That space is occupied. The ship is already moving.
4 is west, and 7 is northwest. 5 is straight, up or down, depending
on space is occupied.
Whether you have typed a plus and an enter, and it lets you shoot 5.
The computer reports combat drone 60,003. Current coordinates 5, 2. Combat drone 60,377 has a lock on this starship.
Let's choose 5. You can go straight up and down or something like that.
Current coordinates 4, 3, 3.
Okay. Now I'm going to start fighting this ship. See, I just been holding a circle, dodging it while I talk to you. But now I'm going to start shooting. Let's see where it is.
One combat drone coordinates 4, 3, 2.
So I'm
locked onto coordinates 4, 3, 2. Target starship combat drone 60.
And now I'm
combat drone 60,000. Turrets 1, 2, 3, and 4 are locking onto combat drone 6. Sit on combat drone starship combat.
And this. Current coordinates, hissing noise 4, 3, we're continually hearing is the ship stop.
1, 2, 3, and 4 are locking onto combat drone 60,300.
And then
combat
start moving again when I tell it to go.
Sit on combat drone starship
circle.
Combat drone 60,000.
This takes a lot of quick
typing.
1,
2, 3, and 4 are locking onto combat drone 60,307.
Takes a lot of practice.
Sit on combat drone starship combat drone
60,000. Fly a ship in a circle like this. Wow.
1, 2, 3, and 4 are locking onto combat drone
lasers to fight with it.
The target has moved from the locked coordinates.
See, that ship just moved.
Current coordinates 5, 3, 3. One combat drone coordinates 5, 4, 2, distance 1. One combat drone 6 coordinates 5, 4, 2, distance 1.
So what I'm doing here is I'm scanning the ship and waiting on it to
one
get back.
One combat drone 6 coordinates 5, 4, 2, distance 2.
Where I want it to be. I'm going to sit right
one
here and wait
drone,
on it.
Combat drone 6 coordinates 4, 5, 3, distance 3. One cop, enter your selection. Coordinates 4, 5, 3, distance 3.
Yeah, it's too far away from me to shoot it. It has to be within one unit's distance for this ship. So it got afraid of me and it's moved off.
I don't understand that. One combat drone 6 coordinates 4, 4, 3, distance 2. The computer
it's
reports combat drone 6.
There
combat drone 60,000 L. Land. One combat drone 6 coordinates 5, 3, 2, distance 1. Locked onto coordinates. Turrets 1, 2, 3, and 4 are locking onto empty space.
He moved by between the time I scanned him and the time I aimed.
Firing on empty space complete. Current coordinates 333. Combat drone 60,377 has a lock on this starship. One combat drone's coordinates 432. Distance 1. Combat drone 60,300. Turrets 1, 2, 3, and 4 are locking onto combat drone 60,377. This starship has been hit by partial hit on combat drone starship combat drone 60,377. Turrets 1, 2, 3, and 4 are locking onto empty space.
He moved on me.
One combat coordinates 5, 3, 2, distance 1. Space 4, 3. Locked onto coordinates. Turrets 1, wait 3 seconds. This starship has been hit by combat drone 60,377. Hit on combat drone starship.
That whining noise you heard.
Current coordinates 5, 3, 3.
Was my laser reflectors moving back into position. Where they enabled themselves to block some of the effect of that laser shot, the ship just shot at me.
Enter your selection coordinates 6, 3, 2, distance 2.
The ship's a chicken.
The computer reports combat drone 60,377 is one unit. Combat drone 60,370. Current coordinates 4, 4, 3. Current coordinates 3, 3, 3. One combat drone coordinates 5, 3, 2, distance 2. Those coordinates are already. Current coordinates 4, 2, 3.
Oops, wrong way. I'm just typing numbers on my numpad to make this ship move in whatever direction I want to.
The computer reports combat. One combat drone coordinates 4, 3, 3, distance 1. Combat spit 3. Locked onto coordinates 4, 3, 3. Target starship combat drone 6. Current coordinates 3, 3. Turrets 1, 2, 3, and 4 are locking onto combat drone 60,377.
At the same time, but you see, I'm
moving
too much.
Sit on combat drone starship combat drone 60,377. Combat. Turrets 1, 2, 3, and 4 are locking onto combat drone 60,300. Sit on combat drone starship combat drone 60,000. Turrets 1, 2, 3, and 4 are locking onto combat drone 60,377. The computer reports that combat drone 60,377 has been destroyed.
There was a ship destroy sound for that, but I messed it up, so it don't work so great now. So that's the basics of fighting a ship. I could have demonstrated using CDP and disarmament pulse and all that stuff, but that would have taken quite a while, so I'm not going to do that. And, I mentioned missions. That was similar to what I just now did. Except you're not in a simulator, and you get points and credits for it. This here is just a simulator, and all I did was spend time working on it. And energy. In reality. And, trying to think if there's anything interesting else to say about this. Now, I guess the largest ship that can be owned by a player right now can hold 10 people. I mentioned it a little bit ago. You got 8 gunners, an engineer. He sits in the engineering room and types damage when the ship gets hurt. And according to whatever got damaged, they use the repair command to repair those damaged artifacts on the ship, items, whatever. You know, turret 3 here. Turret 3 or, the hull itself for armor. Well, you can't repair armor, so forget that, but it might be wormhole drive, sensors, you know, various things like that. So, that's what's involved with doing combat on a ship. And if I was in local space, I would demonstrate how to get out of the ship, walk around, and, you know, interact with other people, but I'm not, so I can't do that. So anyway, let's do.
A loud klaxon sound says blue lights flash overhead. Self-destruct sequence initiated. Destruction in 60 seconds.
So that means the ship is going to destroy itself in 60 seconds. This is just a simulator ship, so I wanted to demonstrate that. The command to do that was self-destruct. Self-spaced destruct, for that matter. So we're waiting on it to count down. It's going to take about a minute. Less than that now, since I've been rambling, but whatever.
Self-destruct in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I hear a plane going overhead.
Self-destruct in 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Goodbye. You hear several rumbling sounds as the starship explodes around you. You find yourself disconnected from the simulator as the simulated starship is destroyed. Haven control room sitting on the black leather sofa. The control room of a...
So that's how that works.
Ruth Jaws, plan you can go north with Leora Anderson lying on the black leather.
Okay, we're back in the control room of this ship. And I'm going to launch it real quick.
You begin the launch sequence.
And demonstrate getting out. I can't get to an artifact right now, it would appear, but I'll stop it and help out and move around a bit and, you know, get back in the ship and land it, and then we'll stop the podcast. So, we're not moving right now, so we'll just up and go
you
north.
You should stand up first. And you go northwest, Haven storage room.
East.
You go northeast, Haven
out.
Haven airlock. You see an internal stun turret, a blue dragon drone named Pan, and two of a black security drone here. You can go enter and out.
This
a blue medical drone follows you into the area.
This is the airlock of the ship, and we need to... If we try to go outside
cycle.
Right now,
the internal environment does not match the external environment.
That's because the internal environment right now has, you know, it's got air in it, it's got friendly environment, it's got the oxygen to breathe and all that. But outside doesn't, it's outer space, it don't, no oxygen out there, whatever. So we need to cycle the airlock, which is done by typing cycle, and hitting enter.
You press a large button marked cycle. The computer announces over your suit radio, beginning cycling. A small light on the airlock control panel turns from red to yellow. Through your suit, you gradually begin to hear the hiss of air exiting the airlock. The hiss of air slowly fades away into nothingness, and the yellow light becomes green. Cycling complete.
So cycling is now complete. Now, if I try to enter the ship now...
The internal environment does not match that of the airlock.
So we can't enter, but we can go out.
You are about to go for a spacewalk. Are you sure? Enter yeses or no.
And I just typed out, and it said that. Now I gotta type yes to confirm that I do want to go out.
Uncharted space, empty space. You see a 7-person expeditioner haven here.
So now we're outside. Let's look at our nav.
Uncharted's current coordinates, 16, for Ruth Jaws
land. Our nav is a small handheld computer, basically, that does some scanning of the sectors and allows us to tells us where we can travel.
Current coordinates 6-7 person expedition uncharted space empty look nat uncharted 7 person expedition or Haven 16 14 5. Current coordinates 16 14 5.
So if I want to travel, you type a number as I discussed a minute ago, like 8
9.
Enter.
You begin to merrily float off into the great unknown.
And it takes us.
You arrive with your new coordinates, uncharted space, empty space, you see nothing here.
And it stops us. So we can go back south and we'll find that ship.
You begin to merrily float off into the great unknown. You arrive with your new coordinates, uncharted space, empty space, you see the 7-person expedition or Haven here.
And we can enter the ship again by typing Haven, or enter Haven.
The hatch acknowledges your key and unlocks, allowing you to pass through
now
Haven
there. Now we've got to cycle the airlock back.
You press a large button marked cycle. The computer announces over your suit radio,
that
beginning cycling. A small light
ship
on the airlock control panel turns from red to yellow. Through your suit, you gradually begin to hear the hiss
there
of air entering the airlock.
So
the hiss of Haven
enter.
Docking bay. You see an internal stun turret and two of a black security drone here. You can go
this
east.
This ship does have a docking bay. That's a fact of interest that I should mention. Ships can dock inside other ships and stuff like that. So let's go south.
You go south, Haven engine. Haven east, land. You go southeast, Haven. You sit down on the black leather
sofa.
Would you like to land?
Yes.
You begin the landing sequence. Private Chris, no, you transmit. You there? The mild vibration of acceleration eases off as the ship's. Private Chris, no, you transmit. Ra.
Okay, Chris is fine. We on here.
Private Chris, no, Chris, no, transmits. Grin.
Demonstrating how you can communicate.
Private Chris, no, you transmit. Yeah, I've been doing this recording. I wonder how boring this is.
Yep. Too bad I couldn't find any artifacts. So anyway, we landed, and we're going to power off.
Private Chris, no, transmits. Raffle.
Raffle, O-O-F-L, which means he basically meant to imply he's rolling on the floor laughing at me. But anyway,
Private Chris, no transmits. I'm trying out FileZilla server. Private Chris, no transmits. Ha. Private Chris, no, you transmit. Boring.
Anyway. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, okay. I'll give you information on how to connect to Niriani and where their website is, and my email address, and my other contact information, and I'll wrap it up. So, to connect directly to Miriani, you need to get your Telnet client running, or whatever you use, and you specify toastsoft.net, TOASTSOFT.net, as the host name, and the port number is 1234, and you get connected, and you can create your character and all that. Their website is www.toastsoft.net, and it's TOASTSOFT.net. And now onto my personal contact info. So if you have more questions or comments or whatever, my email address is valiant@mailshack.com, and it's VALIANT at mailshack, MAILSHACK.com, and MSN is A1T2S38989, the numbers, not the word, at hotmail.com, and you know that's HOTMAIL.com. AIM, so AOL Instant Messenger, I can't talk, AOL Instant Messenger, is computer user 89, and that's computer 89, the numbers. My Yahoo is the same thing as the AOL Instant Messenger is, with a Y on the end of it. So, computer user 89Y. My Skype is aarontech.valiant, and that's spelled AARONTECH dot VALIANT. And my website is aarontech.randylaptop.com. So it's www.aarontech.randylaptop.com. And that's about all. Just a bit of information here. I'm in West Virginia, which is in the United States, and we're known for having interesting accents. So, yep, I probably got something that people don't get to hear a whole lot. So I'm like, well, you know. Anyway, about like, you know, the Jeff Foxworthy or Larry the Cable Guy or whatever. So, that just about wraps it up. Can't think of anything else more boring to tell you guys about. But, you know, you're welcome to contact me if you got any more questions about connecting to Miriani, or if you want some help with Monkey Term, or if you got any comments about this podcast, or whatever. So, I guess I'll hope to hear from you soon, and thanks for listening and all that good stuff.